Unleashed, a teen spy thriller. Unleashed Book 1. Written by Susan Cady Allred. Narrated by Kristen Jones. Chapter 1. Introductions. Tears flow down my cheeks until I pinch the bridge of my nose and take a shuddered breath. Man, I hate this day already. I lift my gaze to the mountains beyond the Spokane River, where the sunrise peaks over the mountains. I grit my teeth, pull my ponytail through the hole in the back of my Mariner's baseball cap, and start a slow jog. The path twists and turns with the river at a gentle incline. Pine trees, meadows, and an occasional game trail border the paved pathway. A crisp breeze tickles the hairs on my neck, but I barely notice. If I run fast enough, maybe I can outrun my memories. The path passes a large hotel with a terrace that faces the trail and river. There's a guy sitting at a wrought iron table on the patio. He has wavy brown hair, a cup in one hand, and a book in the other. He's sat at the same spot for the last couple of days. Just him. Of course it's just him. Who else is up at 5 in the morning? Only the teenage girl who doesn't want anyone to see her crying while she runs. The guy glances up from his book, and his eyes widen. He leaps to his feet and opens his mouth. At the same time, I'm yanked backward by my ponytail. I yelp, grabbing at my hair. Adrenaline shoots through my veins and my heart races. I glimpse a thick, burly man with a scraggly beard looking down at me with feral eyes. 100 factors shoot through my mind in a split second. Bad guy. Bad intentions. Far from my car. And alone. Forgot my mace. Fight like hell, just like Dad taught you. I slam a fist to his groin. He doubles over, releasing my hair. I elbow him on the back of the neck, knocking him to his knees, then render him unconscious with a kick. Another guy, younger and leaner, tackles me from the side. I'm slammed to the ground and we skid to a stop in the grass. Wind bursts from my lungs. The taste of dirt and blood fill my mouth. My side and skin scream with pain. I'm elbowing the second attacker in the face and neck when he's yanked off me by the guy from the terrace. Terrace guy uses a few well-placed strikes until my attacker is in a bloody heap next to his buddy. Both attackers are unconscious. Terrace guy returns to me and holds out his hand.
Are you all right?
He asks, his eyes wide and chest heaving from the exertion. He looks pretty young, not much older than me. 20, maybe. I look down, checking myself for blood. Yeah, I think so. I take his hand and he hoists me off the ground onto my wobbly legs. I wipe debris from my sweatshirt and leggings, hissing when I accidentally brush against exposed scrapes on my legs. He winces.
Oh, that doesn't look good. Come inside and I'll get you cleaned up.
I hesitate, glancing at the two unconscious bodies. They're probably local transients living by the river. Terrace guy follows my gaze, pulls a phone from his pocket, and dials. After a moment he says,
Two guys just attacked a jogger on the trail outside the hotel. Can you take care of it? Thank you.
He drops the phone back in his pocket and says,
Do you want to stay and wait for the police? Or would you prefer to get patched up?
I shudder, imagining a dozen things these guys could have done to me. Let's get out of here. I hold up a finger. Hold on. I walk to the smaller of the two guys and kick him in the ribs as hard as I can. I'm about to kick the other guy when I catch a glimpse of his hand. His fingernails are clean and well-trimmed. Odd for a transient. I furrow my brows, crouching to look closer. He makes a noise and starts to move. I straighten and back away, trying to get distance in case he comes to. The guy from the terrace stares at me slack-jawed. What? I ask. He snaps his mouth shut and blinks a couple of times.
Nothing. Come on, you can use my bathroom to clean up.
He steps off the paved path where I'd been running, toward the hotel onto a narrow path that snakes through the swath of overgrown vegetation between the hotel and my running trail. I shake my head at him. News articles about people murdered by their rescuers flash through my mind. I think I'll use the lobby instead, I say.
You're probably right. For all you know, I could be the boogeyman.
He steps onto the path and glances over his shoulder.
The name's Drew, by the way.
I follow him into the grass. Alicia, and thanks for the help. I stare at his back where his shirt stretches over well-defined muscles. I bet his chest and abs are the same way. He's lean, though, not bulky. I like lean. He pauses at a wire fence bordering the hotel's property and holds up a cable to let me through. Thank you, I say, glancing up at him as I pass through the fence. Wow, seriously green eyes.
You bet,
he says. We trudge up the incline to the terrace. He picks up his cup and book before ushering me inside.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?